On Wednesday mornings, we talk about local foods here at Northern Community Radio. And today, the star of the show, two stars, Mackenzie Lindahl and her cheese tray.
Thanks for having me.
Good morning, Mackenzie. So you're going to tell us what we need to know about choosing cheeses, how to present cheeses. Jesus.
Yeah. It's one of the reasons for the holiday, I think. I mean, it's my favorite part about any holiday, anything that I go to or attend is bringing cheese, eating cheese, sharing cheese, gifting cheese, selling cheese.
How'd you get into cheese?
When I was 21, I started working at Harmony when it was, you know, downtown next to the old Hard Times here in Bemidji. Fell in love with groceries. ended up taking care of our very small, at the time, dairy section at Harmony. And had a really good relationship, good friend. Also, a place that I worked at was the Wild Hare Bistro.
Right.
And Moni Schneider really encouraged me to go down the path of learning more, doing more. And she helped me get a scholarship where I got to spend a whole week in Wisconsin and with cheesemakers and chefs. And after that, I was done. I was all in, 100%.
Okay. And you've been going back and forth to Wisconsin and kind of like almost a pilgrimage, at least I see on Facebook.
Yeah, I have lots of really great opportunities to go and visit cheesemakers. One of the vendors that we use at Harmony Co-op is called Classic Provisions, and they're an importer and like a regional specialty cheese purveyor. And they take their co-op cheese accounts on trips. They take the co-op folks together. So I've gotten to know cheesemongers at all the other co-ops through that and meet cheesemakers, find new things.
Great.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for that perfect Christmas gift and for somebody who has everything already, why not get them something that they can eat and enjoy and not clutter up their...
Yes,
house.
I agree 100%.
And how many times can you give wild rice?
I mean, that is also a good gift. And
it is.
Maybe sometime we should do a wild rice and cheese pairing show. But
you brought a tray of cheese today, and it doesn't look like cheese that I have in my refrigerator. It looks pretty special.
Well, it's, yes. So one of the cheeses that I brought for us today is the Deer Creek Vat 17 World Cheddar. It's won a gold medal award at the World Cheese Awards before. it's one I found in the last couple years. I think we introduced it at Harmony about a year and a half or 2 years ago. It's a extra aged cheddar. It's tangy. It's nutty. It's inspired by cheddars from around the world. Manufacturer is out of Wisconsin. It's called the Artisan Cheese Exchange. And they have lots of varieties, but this Vat 17 is just the one that I found.
Mackenzie just stuck a piece of cheese with a knife, handed it over to Katie, and now I'm getting mine.
It's the easiest thing in the world to sell because people will buy it again. It's a little crunchy. This cheese that I brought over, it's not tempered. I forgot to pull it out of the cooler. I mean, I only pulled it out of the cooler about 10 minutes ago. So it's not fully tempered. It's not fully at room temperature. The fat isn't all the way melted down. As it sits out, the fat will become more at room temperature. Fat is the distributor of flavor on your tongue. And so as it sits out, it gets more flavorful and more intense.
So that's our serving tip of the day is... Mm-hmm. Get the cheese out on the table before the guests arrive.
Mm-hmm.
Get it up to room temperature.
Mm-hmm.
So don't leave your cheese in the fridge until they show up and then pull out the tray, which lots of people do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh, the guests are here. Better get the cheese out.
I mean, you can give yourself 15 minutes, half hour if you want.
Okay.
If you're going, you know, if you're going for all out expression of the cheese. And, you know, most parties it's going to sit out for 3-4 hours anyway. So.
Mm-hmm.
Don't feel any pressure on that.
I don't think this stuff is going to last for 3 hours at our house.
No.
This is good. Mm-hmm. I don't even know how to describe it. I do taste some other cheese flavors that like my brain is trying to file it.
Mm-hmm.
I taste a little bit of Swiss. Is that right? I don't know.
I mean, it's not a Swiss-style cheese. however some of the flavor profiles may be there.
Right. So my brain is trying to, there's a lot going on in this cheese.
There's a little bit of crunch from the little tyrosine crystals that are left over in the aging process. There's fruitiness, I think. Maybe pear, apple, tart, apricot-y thing going on. One of the pairing suggestions for this cheeses was apricots, cashews, you know, dried fruits and nuts for sure. They were suggesting darker beers or more like the brown style beers like Box and brown ales with this, and also hard cider.
So much hard cider out there right now, too. That's fun.
If I were pairing it with Bemidji Brewing cheeses with, or Bemidji Brewing beers, which I often do or
Since
think about.
Right across the street, basically.
And they're the best. I would, because it's intense, I would go intensity with intensity and one of their winter IPA probably. Because it's bright and fruity, and I would kind of go likes together. Yeah. Anyone want any more? That one?
Oh, wait.
Or should we move on?
We'll go to the next one. We've got three to work through here. And this one is, okay, so cutting cheeses. One of these, the one we just ate, is cut in these really pretty little cubes, kind of almost like a cube, square. Now, the next cheese is more like a chunk.
Yeah, this is actually a cheese spread. And like I said, because I didn't pull it out of the fridge early enough this morning, it's still, I was able to like take chunks out of the container. I didn't bring any crackers because I didn't want to muddy up the situation. I just wanted you guys to be able to taste what we're doing here.
This is a sauce. Oh, you said it's more of a spread.
This is a pimento spread.
It's colorful. There's red pimento spread throughout it, as well as a lot of other spices, it looks like, too, maybe.
And what's the name of this one?
This is Martha's Pimento Cheese. We have this on sale right now at Harmony and a really good deal. This is just the perfect thing to bring if you have no idea what to bring to a gathering or a party. This and some really good crackers, and you will be a favorite.
What's the name of this one? Because I need to, I'm going to put this on my list. It's really good.
Martha's Pimento Cheese.
Okay.
This cheese is made with Red Barn cheddar. Red Barn Family Farms is it's an organization that basically they are in the business of keeping family farms that have the ethic of cow health, small batches, all at the forefront of their mind, sustainability. Family farms, small herds in Wisconsin are definitely dying off. And so Red Barn Family of Farms came together to collect milk from all of the small group of farmers and get that fluid milk the price that it deserved because of the quality and get those farmers to stay in business and keep their farms growing. And that organization then ended up selling their milk to cheesemakers, and this Red Barn Cheese Company has just blown up. They're doing the most amazing things with, they have a 5-year Heritage Weiss. It's a white cheddar in a red wax. We carry that one at Harmony. So anyways, this company, Clock Shadow Creamery, got together and started buying some of the cheddar from those guys and making it into this pimento spread. So it's a really cool story. It's small groups of people making incredibly high quality of food, working together. And it's something that at Harmony we really are inspired by. Cooperation among co-ops or just people working together or just growing that community together.
Yeah, it pays off. That is good cheese.
It's peppery.
Yeah,
the black
really
pepper
like
profile of it just does it for me.
She's affectionately known as the Cheese Queen. We're talking with Mackenzie Lindahl, cheese buyer and perishable manager at the Harmony Food Co-op in Bemidji. What else do you have today?
Okay,
I address the cheese
how do
queen?
How do we address royalty? It's stressing me out.
Mackie works.
Okay,
so this one, I thought this would be really fun. This is from Kindred Creamery. This is called Ghost Pepper Colby Jack Cheese. And the name tells it like it is. It is made with ghost peppers.
So there's some heat.
Those of you who don't know what that is, it's a hot pepper.
It's one of the hottest, from what I understand. Is the other name for it Scotch bonnet? I don't
know. Ooh, boy. There's a kick in there.
Hey-o.
Oh.
But yes, don't you think this would be fun to bring somewhere where it's maybe the kids don't have access to the plate because it might burn them, but yeah. Or if you have a cold and you still have to eat that cheese, it'll help you get your nose running and open you up.
This will wake you right up in the morning. It's almost like smelling salts for your mouth.
The bland Scandinavian may pass on this one.
Oh,
sorry.
Boy. Okay. Just like lick it or something, too.
So do different varieties of cheeses, have you noticed like them ebb and flow as far as what people are into or?
Ooh, that's a good question. Definitely one of my favorite things about working at Harmony and selling groceries is that it's a really fun way to be in touch with seasonal changes and like what people are making, favorite dishes. You know, like Thanksgiving is always just a nutty time because it's such a food holiday. Mm-hmm. So there's the turkeys and there's your butter and cream. And you really get a feel for like what people are into. We get a new thing in the produce department, like a Buddha hand, a citron that people may have not seen before anywhere. And all of a sudden people are candying it and giving it as gifts and infusing vodka with it. There's really a seasonal inspiration. It helps me along through the holidays to be inspired by what other people are inspired by.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So do you have a favorite cheese?
Oh, I get that a lot. I mean, I have so many favorite cheeses, and mostly it's whatever I'm eating at the time.
Yeah.
Or it's what people will tell me, like, oh, I bought that Vat 17 and I had it with my this, that, and the other. Here's a dish that I made with it, and then I will experience it again. That's how I like to experience cheeses, through other people's eyes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Cool. And I mean, I definitely have one of my favorite cheeses is a Wisconsin cheese from Carr Valley. It's made with sheep's milk and it has black truffle in it. It's ridiculously expensive. It's just like one of those exorbitant cheeses that you only buy for like a gift or for yourself for a special treat, you know?
Right. Right. Well, you know all the insides and outs of these cheeses. So cool. Maggie had sent a couple questions in, too. She says, a couple years ago, it seemed like more local cheese producers were getting started in Minnesota. Do you hear more about how the cheesemaking community is doing here in Minnesota?
Yes. There was actually one organization. They started a company. They started this food building, and they had a really wonderful cheesemaker. His name is Ruben Nilsson, and he was making some really interesting cheeses, Minnesota-inspired names, washed rind things. His cheese curds won at the state fair. He was doing a ricotta that was just incredible. They ran into an economy of scale sort of problem where it wasn't, for what they were making and aging and doing, they didn't have the volume turning. And that particular group was unable to continue. There's a still, I think it's Red Table Meat Company that's in that building as well. And that business is still going strong. And there's a new flour milling and baking operation that's in there. But as far as other Minnesota cheesemakers, a lot of people are familiar with Eichton's. They're in Center City, Minnesota. They also have Bison Herd there. They've been making cheese, and we've carried their Gouda for, I think, ever, as far as I know, at Harmony.
Yeah.
There's a goat, the Poplar Hill Goat Company. There's Stickney Hill Goat Cheese. That's in Minnesota. As far as small local folks, I don't know of any in this area other than home cheesemakers.
Okay. Okay. Repeat again before we set off. What cheese is we've got the Martha's.
Yeah, the Martha's Pimento Spread. Easy, fun to bring to a party. Just a total winner.
My favorite, the Deer Creek Vat 17.
Yes. Yeah, and that one's just, it's just an exceptional, perfect cheese. that will people will like think, oh, what is that? They'll, you know, it'll be a good talking one. And then the ghost pepper Colby Jack, because wow, why not?
Yeah.
If you can.
If you can handle it.
That's Mackenzie Lindahl. She's the cheese queen, the cheese buyer, and the perishables manager at Harmony Natural Foods Co-op in downtown Bemidji. So, Mackenzie, thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, you guys, thank you so much for having me. And come talk cheese with me anytime. Anybody.